There are 9 secrets for being a successful healer. Secret number 1, focus on service and become established in the work. The first secret of being a successful healer is to become established in your chosen healing modality before you rush off to learn a different system. There may be many reasons for hesitating instead of fully engaging in your practice. One reason might be a lack of confidence due to inexperience or because you may feel you don't know enough. Sometimes practitioners get caught in the pattern of jumping from one method to another in the hope they'll eventually have enough confidence. So how does one gain confidence? It is gained by practicing and getting a lot of experience. Begin by offering your services to your friends and family. When you do, it is essential to completely let go of your expectations or desire for a certain outcome. The goal is to get practice. The healings that result from the practice are a bonus. So just show up, let go of expectations, become fully present, and participate. If you find yourself unable to let go of expectations, then refer your family or friends to a fellow practitioner. In addition, making a referral to another practitioner is a good networking opportunity. When we first begin, the momentum of our love and enthusiasm for this work carries us. Find a senior care facility, a retirement community, or a center for children with impacted capacities, and offer your time and service without charge. Go in once a week and volunteer for an hour's service. If you have a time constraint, go every other week. The point is to actively participate so you not only gain experience, but you also see the beauty and the power of this amazing work that you do. During this volunteer work, allow the experience to remain free of any desire for referrals. As you serve, the universe will present unexpected miracles to let you know you're on the right path. It will shift you into a state of knowingness as you work. This might be the right moment to begin being financially compensated and actively seeking clients. This is also a time of paying attention to your thoughts and notice whether they're supporting you or not, as it is important to respect and honor your capabilities. By taking action, you will develop confidence and trust. As a beginning practitioner, we have had and observed powerful healings. Yet, if we're not active, in time we forget these experiences, convincing ourselves nothing really happened, or we'll lose our willingness to participate. It would be wonderful if confidence came first. However, it doesn't work that way. Do the action and confidence will follow. Remember, as you release your conditioned concepts, you become a conduit of God, love, source, the divine power that heals. During the Success Advanced seminar, we identify individual inner barriers and some of the ways we diminish ourselves. Through awareness, we take the steps to express our healing potential. Participants move forward and claim the power to heal as one with Source.